Chris Isaac and Wicked Game. It's 12 minutes past nine. Now, this November, Far West Local Health District is raising awareness about prostate cancer by hosting an evening presentation from two visiting health professionals about living and managing prostate cancer. Reuben Hillier is the prostate cancer specialist nurse at the Far West Local Health District. Good morning, Reuben.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm going very well. An event like this, a prostate cancer awareness and education session, your brainchild, or does this come from meetings? How do you actually get this in place?
Well, I was invited along to the Asia Pacific Prostate Cancer Conference in Melbourne, about two months ago. Whilst there, I met up with James and Darren. We were all in a workshop together, and we had a great conversation, and they both said that they were very keen to visit Broken Hill. And I just thought that was a great opportunity. So I've been harassing them ever since to actually follow up on their promise. And I managed to convince them to come up.
Oh, fantastic. So, and that conference itself in Melbourne, what was that like as an experience for you?
That was actually great. It was really, I mean, it's one of the really good things about being a part of a national organization like the Prostate Cancer Foundation, because they will always push for all the prostate cancer nurses to, you know, further their education and stay in touch with all the latest research. And going to conferences is a great way to do that because it, you know, obviously motivates us to engage with all the evidence and with each other and build up networks. And do things like this, you know, where we can make connections and bring people from outside the area who have a lot of knowledge.
Networking and connections being the operative words in that statement. And Reuben, so you had a chat. You met these two gentlemen in Melbourne at this conference. So can you tell me a bit more about who they are and what they will be talking about at this session that you've organised and put together?
All right. Well, there's Darren Davey. He's a principal physiotherapist with Physio Prime. You can actually look these guys up. There's physioprime.com.au. That's Darren Davey's business, and he's had about 30 years of experience in men's health. He's absolutely really driven to help blokes out with staying healthy. He's just been doing this for a long time. He's very knowledgeable, very helpful fellow to talk to, and I just thought he'd be ideal to bring out here to give us all some really useful and well backed advice. Also, there was James Giorgio. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his surname correctly, actually, but James is from Men's Health Down Under, which is quite a well-known organisation, menshealthdownunder.com.au. They have the Lifting the Kilt newsletter, which is quite a useful and well-known sort of bit of source of information for blokes who've got various, you know, health problems. And it's very, very male orientated. You know, we're here to help men down under, obviously, it includes in the name. He's the principal pharmacist. So he knows a lot about all the different lotions and potions and pills that can help people out. The organization Men's Health Down Under, though, does a lot more than that. They have various, sort of living aids, things to help people out with various, sexual health, continence, just general health problems, you know, just trying to sort of stay healthy after having had treatment, because having, prostate cancer, you know, in itself, you can have treatment, you can have your prostate removed, you can have, you know, various treatments to resolve the initial cancer, but those treatments often cause bigger problems. And so these two men are really, really helpful in addressing those future problems that men can have.
Absolutely. And when you look back on Darren Davey, involved in our men's health physiotherapy, I see some of the points he'll be discussing is, and these are things like bladder maintenance and pelvic floor function, as well as general exercise and the benefits to overall health. And then I also see the term reset. Can you explain what reset is?
So reset, Darren's worked out a bit of a program there, where it's R for reduced alcohol, E for exercise, S for sleep, E for eat and drink well, and T for talk. And these things are all things that I think all of us in healthcare, especially in men's health, we do talk a lot about all that sort of stuff, because they're all evidence-backed. They're all things that will have a really concrete change in your health. So, you know, reducing alcohol, we all hear about that endlessly, and it's easier said than done. Exercise, again, that can be a difficult one as you get older, because, you know, obviously we're not all going to run marathons, but at the same time, there's more, you know, there's more gentle exercise we can do, but everything really helps. It can actually reduce the side effects from medications. It can increase your sort of long-term happiness. It's good for the mental health as well as the physical health. And that goes without saying. It's the same with sleep and eating and drinking well. Obviously, that's been proven as well. You know, having a good diet and just being mindful of those things and talking about it. Us blokes are terrible at that. So we aim to fix that. We'd love as many people as want to come along to this thing as we can fit in, which is, I think, 40. But hopefully we'll fill it. And it doesn't have to be men who've had prostate cancer. I'm just opening this up to the whole community. So any men or their partners who are interested in learning more about this, they're welcome to come along.
Well, I guess that's the thing. It's open to the whole community. I do see spaces limited to about 40 attendees, but I'm sure there might be some workarounds to see who else is there. But it is open to the whole community. You don't necessarily have to have had it or having with it, but it could be a family connection. It could be a family history and just learning more. There's so many different people who should be attending this.
Definitely, because it's not just men who've had prostate cancer who can be affected by urinary incontinence or erectile dysfunction. I mean, 10% of Australian men have urinary incontinence. 20% of men have erectile dysfunction. It's one of those things that we don't talk about. I mean, one thing, for example, you'll notice that if you go to a public toilet, in a women's public toilet, they always have the little bins for sanitary napkins and so forth. But in men's toilets, they never have that, because it's assumed that, you know, we're men, we don't have this problem. But we're humans, we're just the same. So that's something where there's actually an organization called Bins for Blokes who are actually pushing to stick bins in men's loos, because and that's an example of something we don't talk about, you know, which we do need to. We need to address this.
So when you step back, Ruben, and see this prostate cancer awareness education session, you see Darren Davey coming, James Giorgio as well, and does it sort of like highlight the importance of having the ability to have people come from away and in specialists in their field and a different realm of knowledge that might not be accessible out here, readily available now? Just is it great to have that kind of ability to have these people come to Broken Hill, to the Far West, and be able to give these sessions, and vice versa, you can very well go away yourself and give talks?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really important that we build up those connections with other areas. I mean, if you're having treatments, going back to prostate cancer again, if you're having treatment for prostate cancer and indeed many, many cancers and other illnesses, most men, probably 80% of the people in Broken Hill, will end up traveling to Adelaide for treatment or other places in Australia. And if we have connections with the specialists in those areas, then it's so helpful to help people recover. For instance, if someone's going to be being treated for, you know, having radiation therapy or surgery or something down in Adelaide, if they can catch up with, for instance, Darren and James are both down in Adelaide, so that's great to have some contacts down there so that people can catch up with them while they're there, while they're having treatment, and it's a friendly face down there who they can, you know, talk to, consult with, and make sure they've got a really good health plan right from the get-go, as opposed to they come back here and we often then have to do things remotely, and it's a bit more difficult. But if we can get people locked into things like that from the very beginning, then that's really, really helpful. So I'm all for building up connections with all the different health areas that we work with.
You've established a couple of great ones already. Ruben, thank you for your time this morning, and I hope you get a massive turnout for the event.
Thanks very much, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Ruben Hillier, the prostate cancer specialist nurse with the Far West Local Health District, and the Prostate Cancer Awareness and Education